Listening 58. Listen and read.
The Elephant's Child. A long time ago, elephants did not have trunks. They had short grey noses. There was a young elephant, the elephant's child, who was very curious. He was always asking questions. He lived in Africa, and every time he met a new animal, he asked that animal a question. He asked the ostrich why her neck was so long. He asked the hippo why her eyes were red. And he asked the baboon why his face was hairy. He asked questions about everything, and he made all his friends and family very angry. They didn't like answering questions all the time. One morning, the elephant's child asked a new question.
"What does the crocodile have for dinner?"
he asked. His family looked scared. "Be quiet," they said. The elephant's child went for a walk. Soon he met a parrot.
"I want to know what the crocodile has for dinner," said the elephant's child.
The parrot looked at him.
"Go to the river and find out," it said.
The elephant's child walked and walked. At last, he came to the river. The elephant's child did not know what a crocodile looked like. The first thing he saw was a snake. The snake was sleeping on a rock, but it opened one eye and looked at the elephant's child.
"Excuse me," said the elephant's child. "Is there a crocodile near here?"
"What a silly question," said the snake.
"Excuse me,"
said the elephant's child.
"But can you tell me what the crocodile has for dinner?"
The snake shook its head slowly. "That is a very dangerous question," it said. "Go home to your family." So the elephant's child said goodbye to the snake, but he did not go home. He walked along the banks of the river until he saw what he thought was a large piece of wood lying in the mud. But it was not a piece of wood. It was the crocodile. The crocodile opened one eye and winked at the elephant's child.
"Excuse me," said the elephant's child. "Is there a crocodile near here?"
The crocodile opened its other eye.
"I am a crocodile," it said.
The elephant's child sat down in the mud next to the crocodile.
"I am so pleased to meet you," he said. "I want to know what you have for dinner."
"Come here," said the crocodile, "and I will whisper the answer."
The elephant's child moved closer to the crocodile and put his head next to the crocodile's mouth. But the crocodile caught the elephant's nose in its mouth.
"I think I will have elephant's child for dinner today," it said.
The elephant's child was angry.
"You're hurting me," he said. He tried to pull his nose from the crocodile's mouth, but the crocodile held on tight. The crocodile pulled, and the elephant's child pulled, and the elephant's nose grew longer and longer. The snake heard the fight and came down from its rock. It wrapped its tail around the elephant's child's legs. The crocodile pulled, and the elephant's child pulled, and the snake pulled, and the elephant's nose grew and grew. But the elephant's child and the snake were strong, and suddenly the crocodile let go of the elephant's child and fell back into the river with a loud splash. The elephant's child fell backwards into the mud. He thanked the snake.
"My nose is the wrong shape now," he said.
It was a long trunk, like the noses that all elephants have today. A fly landed on the elephant's back. The elephant's child lifted his trunk and hit the fly with it.
"Your new nose is very useful," said the snake. "Try and eat something now."
The elephant's child pulled up some grass with his trunk and pushed it into his mouth.
"You are lucky to have a nose like that," said the snake. "Now go home to your family."
So the elephant's child walked home. When he was hungry, he pulled fruit down from a tree with his trunk. And he picked grass up from the ground with his trunk. When he felt lonely, he sang through his trunk, and the noise was loud and wonderful. When the elephant's child got home, his family was very pleased to see him.
"Where did you go?" they asked. "And where did you get that wonderful nose?"
"The crocodile gave it to me," said the elephant's child.
So all the elephants went to the river to get new noses from the crocodile. That is why all the elephants in the world today have long, useful noses like the elephant's child. Based on a fable by Rudyard Kipling.